Adventures of Tim Ticker, Intergalactic Handyman, Episode 8. When we left off, Tim, Kate, and Roy had been accidentally catapulted backwards in time exactly 6,500 years.
6,500 years? Now I'll never become a member of KRCB.
Quick, Roy, give me that time machine.
Careful, the joystick is a little touchy.
Suddenly, our heroes are thrown forward in time, skipping right through the present and ending up 6,500 years in the future.
Jeepers.
Apparently, we're now in Sebastopol.
How can you tell?
Right there, O'Reilly Publishing. We intergalactic handymen have been using their books for years.
Oh, look, over there. All those people standing in a circle near that single solitary apple tree. Perhaps it's some sort of memorial service. Let's go closer.
We gather together here, as we have every September for 6,500 years, to mourn that day, back in 2010, when public radio ceased to exist, because one person did not make that all-important call. We miss you, public radio. You were great while you lasted.
We miss you, public radio. You were great while you lasted.
Oh, Tim, if only I could do things over again. I'd make sure I made that phone call to KRCB.
Quick, Tim, push the button marked Alternate Possible Futures.
This button?
We gather together here, as we have for 6,500 years, to celebrate that wonderful listener who, right when the future depended on it, overcame tremendous obstacles to pledge her support for public radio.
Long live public radio!
Tim! Oh, Tim! We have to get back to the present so I can make sure public radio survives!
Drat! The time machine, it's broken!
Will Tim ever fix the time machine and return them all to the present? Will the glorious future of KRCB be realized, or will public radio go the way of the dinosaurs? And will Kate Carefree ever become a member of KRCB Radio? Tune in tomorrow for Episode 9 of The Adventures of Tim Ticker, Intergalactic Handyman.